Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And of course, there are all sorts of organizations out there specifically designed to help illegal aliens who are breaking the laws of our land, groups like La Raza and LULAC and Mecha and others, Maldeva, all of these organizations, and so many of them, of course, are directly or indirectly are being funded, first of all, by the Ford Foundation, and secondly, in many instances, by our own government. That really doesn't make sense, Mr. Vincent.
Well, yeah, it makes sense if you understand the overarching game plan. There are elites who want to minimize our sovereignty and maximize their own power. And by breaking down our borders, by breaking down our sense of national distinctiveness, they can carry out this agenda. It's not just the Ford Foundation. I was reading the other day that George Soros is pouring lots and lots of money into the illegal alien cause. His money helped put on those big demonstrations that we saw a couple of years ago when hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens marched in our streets. And the propaganda at that time was this was just a spontaneous outpouring of their desire to have a better life or whatever it was. But now Soros and others were paying for it. Also, Soros has contributed recently $12 million to the ACLU. It's trying to expand its outreach into the heartland, and its spokesman said that they want to promote, quote, immigrant rights, gay rights, and opposition to the death penalty. Soros is known as one who wants to weaken national sovereignty. He is a globalist, and that's his vision, and that's where he puts his money.
Well, how many people, I'm sure certainly back there in the Washington, D.C. area working, and I think you have a tremendous grasp of what's going on, but how many people back there really understand this? Do our legislators understand that there's an agenda behind what's going on? Are they subservient to these same power elite and simply keeping quiet so that they can continue to stay in office? I mean, what is your impression dealing with the people back there? Are many of them aware of the things you're saying?
Are you talking about in Congress?
In Congress and just the general people there in Washington, D.C.
I know at least a couple of congressmen who are aware of these things that we've been talking about. They know, they understand it quite well. My impression is with Washington that maybe you have 10% who are very patriotic and who see themselves as servants of the people. Then you have another 10% who are nothing but hardcore traitors and sellouts, and the rest of them are somewhere in between. That's my assessment.
That's a pretty poor commentary on our United States Congress, but I'm not challenging your thoughts. I'm just saying how far we have fallen from the point where most of our congressmen, I think 100 years ago, were there because they wanted to serve and they thought they might do some good. But I think the days of when Mr. Smith goes to Washington, are long since gone.
Well, the thing is, they face tremendous temptations when they get there. Many of them go with good intentions, but then they see what the good life is there, and they have people flattering them all the time and telling them how important they are, and it goes to their heads, and they think about, you know, the wonderful pension they can get, you know, after having served in Congress for a length of time. And then they realize that if they start stepping out of line, the Washington Post and the elite media will start attacking them, so they have the tendency to want to go with the flow and just fit in. It's a rather corrupting place, really.
So go along and get along is the old slogan. Well, Sidney, how effective are you being? Actually, we had a pretty good victory last year, didn't we?
Tremendous victory against all odds. We stopped the major amnesty that Kennedy and McCain were trying to push through. Not only an amnesty, but a massive increase in legal immigration and guest workers. I mean, the situation, this would have driven down our wages and caused us all kinds of problems with assimilation, on top of having all the illegal aliens legalized.
And that really was an effort. Certainly you worked with other organizations, and actually there were so many calls to the congressman, even though the congressman probably even would have been a lot easier if they'd just been able to vote to give everybody amnesty, which is, of course, what our president wanted. He said, we don't want amnesty. We just want the people who are here illegally to be able to stay.
Which is amnesty.
Right. But anyway, of course, it really was. I don't think anybody really expected how the American people responded, and there was massive calls. My understanding, we almost closed down the congressional switchboards, didn't we?
Well, we had a man in Washington, and he had a contact in one of the senator's offices, and he said that the senators got together, and they were visibly shaken by the outrage that was coming into their offices by various means of communication. The phone lines just melted down. People were just so angry and outraged. Talk radio helped. I think our organization and other organizations helped. The other side now is trying to plot a strategy against what happened. They're trying to put out the word that everybody opposing them is a hater and a bigot and a racist, and they're trying to persuade the newspapers and other outlets not to interview people like us and shun us. A leader in this is the National Council of the Roth, and they have some campaign called Stop the Hate or something like that. My response is we need to stop the hate hype. That is the way they try to label any opposition to their point of view as, quote, hate. The fact of the matter is they hate everything we stand for, and I think they hate this country as well, and they're projecting their hostility onto us.
Well, they're a racist organization. La Raza means the race, doesn't it?
Well, yes, absolutely. One thing they're trying to do is to say that, oh, no, that doesn't mean the race. It really means the community. I went to our library, and I got Cassell's English-Spanish Dictionary. I looked up La Raza, and it said the race or the lineage. In Mexico and throughout Latin America, La Raza generally refers to the mestizo race, mixed Indian and European. So it's a racial category. If you're talking about community in Spanish, you use the word la comunidad. I talked to a woman who came here from Venezuela, and she said that would be the appropriate word to use if you were talking about the community.
Well,
they've gotten away with this for so long that they figured that they could keep on doing it, but they're being called on it now, so they're trying to use that dodge. We shouldn't let them get away with it.
What we really have to have is a means of reaching the public. And of course, this is the thing with the control of the media as it exists. We do have the alternative media, though. We do have the internet. We do have shortwave. We do have alternative radio, where we actually buy time or get our given time on radio stations across the country. And there are a number of talk radio programs that are helping you to get the information out, aren't there?
Absolutely. And one thing we've got to understand is that the mainstream media on this issue will not tell the truth. You have to read between the lines and take everything they say with a grain of salt. It's kind of like it was in the old Soviet Union. You had Pravda, which means the truth in Russian, and you had Izvestia, the other newspaper, which means the news, and the joke was there's no Pravda in Izvestia, nor Izvestia in Pravda.
Right.
And I think we can take a similar attitude toward our media. Well, the people's media, that is the media we have to turn to for our information on the internet, on shortwave radio, and various magazines.
Well, I think we're fortunate to have an outlet, and it's certainly fortunate that we can give people like you a voice. Now, why don't you tell us a little bit about your organization? Who are you? How do you continue to exist and continue getting the information out, especially when you're as outspoken and quite as honest as you are, which I think you have an excellent grasp of what's going on. So how do you fund? How is your organization?
We've been around since 1983, and we raise our funds generally through direct mail. We mail out to people and ask them to contribute. We send out a newsletter to people who become our members every other month, and we get on radio and TV when we can, and we try to put our viewpoint across. We buy advertising in the media.
Well, I think you're doing an excellent job, and certainly this is Americans for Immigration Control. Our guest is John Vinson. We're talking about, really, because what's happening, this effort to destroy America from invasion. We are being invaded today, and the average American doesn't understand. And of course, most of the people coming into this country from Mexico are hardworking people. They want a better life. The difficulty is they are being used as pawns in a game. And, of course, the purpose, the reason they're being allowed to come in, the reason they're not enforcing border control, or we're really going after the employers, or the coming up with an alternative like a Becerra program where the field workers who want to come in and work would come in, work for a period of time, and go home. The reason, of course, that they're doing not doing what is logical is because they really want to destroy America. They want to, of course, undermine our way of life and bring us under the control of this globalist movement. And we're well on the way to being bankrupted today, and this is just another means of pounding one more nail in the coffin of our once proud republic.
Now, some people say that this is a conspiracy theory, and that if you espouse such theories, you are, in the words of Rush Limbaugh, a nut. Well, there are some people who are very high up in our establishment who have made statements that actually tend to confirm our point of view. Can I read one from David Rockefeller?
You sure could. Go right ahead.
Yeah, very prominent banker who has been involved in a number of internationalist organizations. This comes from his book, Memoirs, published in 2002. It's on page 405. Says some even believe that we, the Rockefeller, are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as, quote, internationalist, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I'm proud of it.
And, of course, he is a proud internationalist. His whole life has been dedicated to the destruction of America, using our military and financial power to bring about the global government he wants. And so we're going to be back here in just a moment with John Vinson. If you have a question, when we return, our number 1-888-19. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest today is John Vinson. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 if you have a question or comment on this subject. But immigration is a key subject as far as what's going on in the world today, and it's so vitally important that people do understand that there really are people who are using immigration for a different purpose. And, of course, one of them would be David Rockefeller. And that quotation comes from page 405 of David Rockefeller's book called Memoirs, which incidentally is available through my ministry at Radio Liberty. And here David Rockefeller is admitting that, you know, he's been accused of being part of a secret cabal that's conspiring against the best interests of the United States, and he pleads guilty to that. He's a proud internationalist. Isn't it amazing that Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Brian Williams and the other establishment people never pick up on a statement of readily admission on the part of one of the wealthiest men in the world that he is part of a movement ready to destroy the sovereignty of our nation?
Well, these men have prominence and they're spoken well of, but if they started bringing out these things, I think very soon they would come under attack and they'd be called bad names. And my guess is they just don't have the intestinal fortitude to stand up to that. So, again, they just, like some of the congressmen, they just go with the flow. It's the way most human nature is, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, it is. Well, of course, we're on the front lines of this battle, and we bring this out. Maybe we're not having that much of an effect. Nobody's worried about us. But I believe, of course, that an awful lot of people here, this program and other programs you've been on, Mr. Vinson, and are aware of the things you're bringing out. Here's one of the most powerful men in a country. If you read his memoirs, you'll find out his daughters, both of them, were good friends of Fidel Castro. Why would the daughters of the leading capitalist in America be such good friends with the wicked Fidel Castro, the leader of world communism, or maybe nothing, as it appears to be? Well, anyway, of course, John, what can people do at this stage about the immigration problem right now? Are any new crises looming?
Well, not right now, but there are going to be some real problems, I think, next year. Both presidential candidates are fanatics in terms of promoting the interests of illegal aliens. You know, John McCain led the charge with Ted Kennedy last year. Obama actually marched in one of those illegal alien marches a couple of years ago. I mean, they're both totally committed to amnesty. From time to time, McCain says, well, you know, we need to get the border under control first, but I really don't give too much credence to that. I think he'll stay in office, he'll come to office, and then if he's elected, and then he'll say maybe a month later, well, I believe the border is secure now, therefore we need to proceed with comprehensive immigration reform, which is his code word for amnesty.
Right. Well, tell us, what's really happened now? We hear a lot about, of course, this wonderful fence that they built down there, and we're told 300 or 400 miles of this 700-mile fence has been built to keep out illegal immigrants, and they're going to have the rest of it built. And it's really the fault of the people down there on the border who are trying to block them, but the courts now have given them permission to go ahead and just build this wall. And of course, they keep saying, of course, but why build a wall? People just go around the wall. Why build a wall? People come over the wall. But are they really building a wall?
Well, that's a very good point. The government claims they've built about half of the 700-mile fence that they promised they would build. But I've checked on some websites, one in particular, that of Glenn Spencer in Arizona. He is a pilot. He's flown over the border area, and he says that since they passed the legislation, they've only built about 100 miles of fence that he can see. We sent a man down to the border to take a look at the fence, and he said that a lot of the new stretches are very, very poor deterrents. They're only about maybe 9 feet tall, and they'll have barbed wire on the top. And one man with him just took a couple of leaps and bounds and got on top of it from the American side. And I figure, well, if somebody could do that from our side, somebody from the other side could do it just as easily. I don't think fence by itself is effective, but the thing is, fence in conjunction with other measures can be effective. You've got to have adequate numbers of men patrolling the border to make sure that nobody is getting over the fence. If you have that, then the fence can be useful. Building a fence in Southern California was very helpful. In the 1990s, the illegal aliens were just swarming across in the San Diego sector. I mean, they would make these banzai charges, and just hundreds of them would come in. Well, they built a fence there, and that stopped. And since then, they've rerouted themselves through Arizona.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Mr. John Vinson of the Americans for Immigration Control. And our telephone number again is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. If you know something about the border, and my understanding is that they're not building that fence. They're lying to the American people. Would they really do that? Of course they would.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great-flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest today is John Vinson from the Americans for Immigration Control, and we've got a caller from, is it from Illinois? Who are we calling in? Is it Dave?
This is Dave. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Right.
My comment is this. It seems to me that it's going to be next to impossible to clean house in Congress, so I think the only hope is at the state level. I think it's the only hope. It's because the Congress is just too corrupt, and I think it's beyond no return. It's just, you can't clean house, it's impossible. So I think that not soon enough. So I think it's up to states, and there have been some actions taken by various states, you know, that are in the right direction. But I really think the state level is the only way it's going to happen. What do you guys think about that?
What do you think about that?
I think you're making a very good point. Right now we're facing stalemate in Congress, but we are making progress at the state and local level. And this has been good. In Oklahoma, Arizona, and Georgia, we've passed some good laws. Unfortunately, our enemies never sleep, and they're challenging these laws in court. The other day, they challenged the Oklahoma law, or the key provisions of it. No matter of what we do, we're going to face a real struggle. We've just got to steel ourselves and proceed with that knowledge. But I think you're right. As long as we're stalemated in Washington, we need to move where we can move. And so far, we've had some successes at the state and local level.
Well, I think, Dave, what's really significant, and I certainly agree with that, with both you and John, but the real important thing is to get the American people to understand that there is a force behind what's going on. And until they understand the globalist agenda, until they understand the quotation John gave from David Rockefeller, until they understand that the Ford Foundation has been intimately involved with these efforts, globalist efforts going back for more than 50 years, when they were actively involved in funding the world revolutionary movement, communism, socialism, all brought out in a wonderful book called Foundations, Their Power and Influence, which we've kept in print for the last 15 years or more. They have to understand that there are people that work within these great foundations, and they all interlock, or most of them interlock, Rockefeller, Carnegie, Sidney Ford, DePew, and the others. But, of course, what they're doing, of course, is trying to destroy the sovereignty of our nation. Once people can understand that, John, it makes sense. Otherwise, we're simply really sort of boxing shadows. But we've got to go on the offensive, not stay on the defensive, because unless you go on the offensive, you're never going to win the battle.
One advantage we have is these people have to work under the cloak of darkness. They can't come out and reveal completely what they're doing. And if enough of us become aware, we can expose what they're doing and stop it. One thing we should point to people who are skeptical of this is the condition of Europe. They are under the sway of the European Union now, and they're rapidly losing their sovereignty over there. They have a common currency, and more and more of the government functions in Europe are being centralized in Brussels under the EU, and that's the game plan for North America. Bush and Vicente Fox and the leader of Canada got together, and they advanced this security and prosperity partnership, which is similar in its goals to the EU.
And it's really about all about doing away with our sovereignty. So, Dave, what we've got to do is educate people and just ask them questions. Don't try to tell them. Don't try to lecture them. If you can get them to listen to some of our 4-tape sets or some of the we carry a wonderful video put out by Glenn Spencer called The Conquest of Aztlan. But, John, I understand you've got a new DVD out as well, don't you?
Broken Border, yes. As I said, we sent a man down to the border to check out what was going on there, and he saw the condition of the fence as it is. And also, we got some footage of Mexican soldiers coming into the U.S. and opening fire on U.S. civilians. This was not an isolated thing. In the past decade, more than 200 occasions, Mexican military and police have crossed our border without authorization. And we've been showing this video to members of Congress and their staffs to try to encourage them to move to put troops on the border. For a long time, the opponents of troops on the border have said, well, it's not appropriate to use troops in this fashion. But if foreign military forces are coming into our country, that is an appropriate situation for using our troops. If we're not going to use them there, then we really shouldn't be paying for a military, I don't think.
In fact, when we sent the National Guard down to the border, wasn't it the truth that they were not allowed to use their military force?
Well, that's true. I mean, in one situation, there's some guardsmen who saw some armed men coming toward them, and they were ordered to pull back.
Right. But I'm sure that we were invading Mexico, why that would not be that sort of a situation. Well, Dave, do you have anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yeah, one more comment. You know, it's my opinion that there's a very little time, and because the major media is controlled by the Illuminati, lock, stock, and barrel, they're just never going to cover this. So I don't know if the average American, if people, enough people are going to learn enough, you know, soon enough to save the day. I just question it, you know. I think just maybe too late to wake enough people up. That's, you know. I'm a little pessimistic.
Well, of course, I think the important thing is all we know is the media's control.
Totally.
No matter who's controlling it, we can call it Illuminati, we can call it the Brotherhood of Darkness, we could call it the establishment, we can call it what it is. The truth is that the media is controlled by 5 major corporations, and that, of course, is AOL, Time Warner, that's Bertelsmann, Viacom, Disney, and Fox, and this is all covered in a wonderful book called The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bekdakian. The fact that this is never mentioned by the mainstream media simply reflects the degree of control that exists over what the American people think. Thanks
well,
very much,
like
Dave.
The good book says that all things are possible with God. I mean,
right.
If we'll humble ourselves and seek His guidance, then the seemingly impossible can be accomplished.
Well, of course, our contention is that we're behind all of these forces, the Ford Foundation, the Council on Foreign Relations, David Rockefeller. All of these people who are so intent upon the destruction of America are powerful spirits of forces, so I certainly agree with you, John. Anything you want to say now, Dave, before we let you go?
Friends, a lot of prayer.
Amen.
A lot of prayer.
God bless. Thanks. And thanks so much for calling. And just help us get the word out and get people listening to our program. And, John, before we go on, I want you to give out your webpage and how people can get in touch with your organization. Again, our telephone number, if anybody would like to call, is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. John, go right ahead.
Okay, our website is www.immigrationcontrol.com, and our phone number is area code 540-468-2023.
All right, fine. So one more time, but please repeat your telephone number and your website, because people never get it the first time.
All right. The website is www.immigrationcontrol.com.
Right.
And the phone number is area code 540-468-2023.
All right. Well, now, how do you deal with this whole idea when they say, well, the only reason anybody's, you know, is against immigration, I mean, we're a nation of immigrants, these people are just filled with hate. They hate the Mexicans. They hate the Spanish people. How do you counter that?
Well, when they start bringing up all this hate hype, as I call it, I just say that they're projecting their own hostility onto us. Most of the people who are making these charges are people who basically hate America. You have people who are Latino supremacists, such as those in La Raza. They want to build the power of La Raza. You have the internationalists who want to break down our sovereignty. You have the totalitarians who want to destroy our system of ordered liberty. There's the old saying, consider the source.
And I think your point is so well. I mean, when they accuse us of hate, the old way that you, in a debate, you never get yourself into a defensive position. You never let them accuse you of something and then try to defend it. You go after them. And, of course, the thing is, the reason people want illegal immigration and massive immigration is because they hate America. Why do you hate America? And, of course, that puts them under a defensive position.
You're exactly right. Our side has been very poor at doing this, unfortunately. I think all of us have been intimidated, but we've got to get over that.
Amen to that. And we've got to think about these charges are going to be brought ahead of time so that when they're brought up, you know how to counter them. And certainly, this is one reason what I do. I'm trying to educate people out there in the listening audience so they can pick up and carry on when I'm not here, and I'm not going to be here that much longer, but while I'm here, I'm going to be sharing everything I've learned. And the first rule as far as debate is never get yourself in the defensive position and declining the fact that you are not a hater, trying to defend the fact that you're a good guy, not a hater. No, they're the haters, and I think John's point is well taken. Well, our telephone number again, 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. And, of course, there's a lot of money on the other side, and there's not a lot of money on our side, but we have righteousness on our side, and we have the vast majority of the American people who certainly see nothing at all wrong with legal immigration, although we cannot stand a massive increase, even legal immigration, because it's taxing the very fabric of our society. But I think there should be any restrictions put on anybody coming into this country as a legal immigrant, that they will not be entitled to certainly to the welfare benefits of this country for at least a decade after they've arrived and have paid taxes and contributed to our society. And if they leave to go home for a time, why, of course, they're just out of luck.
Simple common sense that you're expressing. Unfortunately, common sense isn't as common as it used to be. Have to try to make it more popular again.
Well, I agree with you totally. So I think it's so vitally important that people get involved, that they actually get the information. Now, you have a wonderful book. It's written by a former aide to a congressman, and it goes into this whole idea of the Ford Foundation and illegal immigration. What's the title of that book? And
Importing Revolution by William Hawkins.
Right. Excellent.
It gives the broad overview of how the Ford Foundation came radicalized and how it set up all these organizations like the RASA and bankrolls the ACLU and to create a network of subversion.
And I think so vitally important that the average individual out there understands that the Ford Foundation is no friend of America. Their loyalty is to this internationalist dream, the New World Order, the New World Religion. Well, certainly, I mean, I think at least we've stymied them for the time being. They did not get through the amnesty legislation they thought they would last year. So I was really, really very encouraged by that. And I think it's really reflected the attitude of the average American. Now, the things that should be done, what are the things, if you were in charge, what would you do to control illegal immigration at this point in time?
Well, we need to put in a mandatory verification system for employers,
right,
so that they can check who is legal and who isn't. This has been a great weakness of the system for many, many, many years. The other side does not want such a system at all, and they're currently fighting legislation in the House that would provide it. We're trying to get this legislation, H.R. 4088, to the floor. I don't know whether we're going to get it passed this year or not. We're going to try, though.
And what does this entail?
Well, again, it would require employers to check the system called E-Verify, which would allow them to determine whether or not their employees are here legally or not.
All right, let's go to Tom, who's calling from Ohio. Tom, are you there?
Yeah, hey, Dr. Stan, I missed it when you said the first rule of something is what?
The first rule in a debate is never get on the defensive. Never allow them to put you onto a defensive where you've got to defend your position. What you want to do is put them on the defensive. And of course, they ask you a question, you ask them a question right on back. That really has much more force. For instance, when they accuse you of being a hater, because of course you oppose illegal immigration, point out that they're the ones who hate American sovereignty and hate this whole concept of a free nation here. Why do you hate America? Would be the question that you would counter with.
Or I might ask, what's wrong with hating treason and greed?
Right. All right, fine. Do you have anything else, Tom?
Well, I just wanted to know, are you doing okay, Dr. Stan? Are you making it okay, after your operation and all that?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Yeah. I'm ever so much better after my open heart surgery now, and I can get out and walk. I'm not as well as I used to, but I'm doing pretty well. And, Cindy, I've got a lot to be thankful for.
Can I say, keep on giving them hell?
God bless you. Thanks so much for calling, Tom. Okay, fine. That was Tom calling from Ohio. And if you have a question or comment, our number 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Right here at Genesis. Well, certainly, you're talking about certainly trying to get this legislation that would require employers to verify that their employees were here legally. And what sort of punishment would there be for employers who knowingly were hiring people who were in this country illegally? Now, of course, it's pretty hard to say what they knew and what they didn't know, but it should be pretty obvious when three-quarters of your employees are illegal immigrants that you must have some idea what's going on. What sort of punishment should there be for the employers who are violating the law and actively, knowingly employing illegal immigrants?
Well, there should be firm and strict punishments, and this would send a message to the rest of the business community that we, the American people, are serious about controlling this problem. We don't object to people making a profit, but they should do it in proper and honorable ways.
What do you feel about something like a Becerra program so that there could be farm laborers to come in here from Mexico who are willing to work in the fields, but they certainly would not be, they didn't come in without restriction, and they would go home after they'd done the field work? Is there a place for a program of that sort?
Actually, we have a program like that now. The H-2A system, I believe it is, allows a limited numbers of people to come in and work and go back home, and they document them fairly carefully. Maybe that could be expanded. Some farmers say that the paperwork for that is excessive. Well, maybe that could be changed. I think the long-term solution, though, is to mechanize agriculture as much as possible so that we don't have to have this large number of people doing stoop labor.
Well, so far they haven't been able to do that. As far as strawberries, that's of course one of the major crops we have in our area. Of course, where there's strawberry.
But they've made major progress in the field of mechanization and farming. I'm astounded to read about some of the things they've done. I think if the illegal alien labor were cut off, the growers would have strong incentive to start investigating these technologies.
All right, a good point. I didn't realize, of course, there was anything along that line. So certainly we've seen the wonderful things they've done with wheat and with corn and with soybeans and cotton. I guess they could do it for strawberries as well. I know a lot of the tomatoes are machine picked today.
Right.
Well, we're just about out of time. Do you have a parting thought for our listeners?
My parting thought is that politics in a free society is not a spectator sport. You can't expect to sit in the bleachers and have everything go well. You've got to get down on the field and participate.
Amen.
If you want to have a beneficial outcome. If not, those who do participate are going to decide your fate.
Freedom is never free, and if we're not involved, why we're part of the problem. I really believe that. That's why I do what I do. I know that's why you do what you do, John. Thank you so very much for being with us. Give me a call anytime. We'd love to get you back.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are
removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And, of course, this is the time when I need to suggest if you want to know more about immigration, why we have a great 4-tape set on immigration. We have a DVD put forward by Glenn Spencer. It's called The Conquest of Aztlan, going into the background of the Ford Foundation and, of course, the other subversive organizations intent upon destroying our nation. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really is a conspiracy, and the fact that you're never hearing these things about the Ford Foundation reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Now, probably one of the most significant books you can get is called Foundations, Their Power and Influence. This book has been actively suppressed for many years, back, of course, when it was published in book was published in 1958. The Reese Committee report had been published, and of course, a friend of mine, Robert Goldsboro, had a copy of the Reese Committee report. A man approached him. He didn't know who he was and said, "I understand, Mr. Goldsboro, you have a copy of the Reese Committee report. We'd like to buy that from you." And Robert Goldsboro said, "How much would he give me for it?" And the man said, "Whatever you want." In other words, they were willing to give whatever amount of money was necessary to suppress information in the United States. Well, Robert Goldsboro did not sell the report. It's now available on the Internet. That's at Charlotte Israel's website. Or we will actually be willing to provide copies of that for you. And then, of course, we also hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to getting the book we offer, Foundations of Power and Influence, because that book was actively suppressed. I talked to the publisher and asked him about printing it. He said, I wouldn't print that. That book was suppressed. We gave copies to the libraries. They stole the copies off the library shelves. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this really happens in America. Sort of like Lindsay Williams' book, of course, Energy Non-Crisis. Go up on the Internet, Amazon, and try to buy a copy. There was one copy this last weekend. It was for sale for $1,995 for this little paperback book. And, of course, by Monday it was down. Somebody had bought the book, and of course, it was no longer there. The only copy in the entire United States available on Amazon. for $1,995 and is no longer there. Well, of course, certainly we carry the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence. It tells you the story of the Reese Committee report. Furthermore, of course, we will actually have available for you the DVD by Lindsay Williams called The Energy Non-Crisis, and it's available through Radio Liberty. We have a four-tape set called The Oil Deception. I mean, certainly if people are concerned about the rising price of oil, they ought to understand it's all a phony crisis that's been intentionally created. So you can get the DVD, The Energy Non-Crisis, featuring Lindsay Williams. It's available from Radio Liberty, and it's not going to cost you $1,995.95. It's simply the cost of our regular DVDs. And then of course, we hope you'll get the four-tape set as well. And then if you'd like to get our newsletters, September and October 2005, why, if you get either one of the items and request them, we'll send them along for you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will do everything you can to help us get the truth out about immigration. That you'll do everything you can to help us get truth about the fact that there is no shortage of oil. There is no peak oil at the present time. That, in fact, there are many people who think that this is certainly a renewable asset. And, of course, this gets into the writings of Thomas Gould, who was an astrophysicist, I believe, at Princeton. But that's covered in our newsletters. You need to understand the Russians are the largest exporter of oil in the world. You're not hearing about that from the controlled media. The largest exporter of oil in the world is actually the Soviet Union. Why? Because we went over there and drilled the wells for them. That's why. And if you haven't got our little pamphlet on the Communist-Capitalist Alliance, that's the pamphlet on the Communist-Capitalist Alliance. You need to get that report, and then you need to let people understand how we've created the best enemies. Money can buy. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its recharge.